Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pace Studios. We are now live with William Fitzsimmons. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And joining William today is, oh my God, how did I just do this? I just asked.
This is the beautiful Allie Moss with us.
Allie Moss, thank you for being here. Both of you, really appreciate it. And congratulations are in order because Mission Bell, the new album, is out today on Network Records. So congratulations. Thanks for coming and sharing these songs with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Can you tell us a bit about the first song that you're going to do off Mission Bell?
Yeah, this this song is called Never Really Mine, and it was actually the first song that I wrote that ended up being on the record, and there's a really fascinating and terrible backstory to the record that I won't bore you with right now, but suffice it to say this song is basically about understanding that you never even in a relationship you never really own someone. You know, that both people are always free to do as they please and remain independent. So it's called Never Really Mine.
Sounds great, man. Thank you for coming and playing.
Thanks a lot. I wrote that one.
Well done.
I know, right?
Yeah, you did a good job at writing it. You're doing a good job at playing it.
That's all, Allie.
You guys sound great together.
That's all I want to hear, and I do need that kind of affirmation constantly.
Well, it is coming from a place of sincerity. We do appreciate you coming and playing these songs. It sounds great. It's a nice change of pace for the day. I was taking deep breaths just then. That inspired me to breathe much deeper than I normally do.
It inspires people to do a lot of things, mostly like to sleep and to be depressed. But it does those two things like pretty good. So that's cool.
But listen to it whilst depressed. That is, that doesn't cause the depression, but it does something to sort of.
Well, that's a chicken or the egg situation, isn't it? I still haven't. I don't know. Jury's still out, man.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well,
you know,
I am enjoying it. Sounds great from
Thanks,
where I'm
man.
Sitting. The internet is enjoying it, and everybody's having a good time. How are you doing?
Life is one big party. If you're asking to get on the William Fitzsimmons train, look out, because I'm wearing a jumpsuit and it's all happening. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
I'm a little confused, but
that's fine. I'm doing fine, man. That's nice of you to ask. Thank you.
When you play, what's the arrangement look like when you play a show? So you're playing at Rockwood here in New York City tonight.
Yeah.
You're at stage two at Rockwood Music Hall at 8 o'clock. What do people see at the live show?
It changes depending on the tour. We like to switch it up just because I think it keeps it really interesting. Sometimes you do the classic singer-songwriter thing, and then we're hopping over to Europe in a week or two, and there we'll do more of a full band kind of setup. This tour we wanted to keep it like pretty chill. So you know, Ali's doing these wonderful kind of synth layers, and it's beautiful, you know, ethereal vocals and stuff. And I'm playing mostly acoustic guitars, and so it's a pretty chill evening overall. Even with the full band, it's pretty chill too.
Good. Well, have a great show tonight. And also, your last U.S. date is in Decatur. Based in Decatur.
Yeah, so that's right. That's
say
right.
Say hi to all of our coworkers down there who always get a chance to say hi to.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're just joining us, this is William Fitzsimmons, of course, but playing three songs off of Mission Bell, which came out today on Network Records.
Right.
And can you tell us about the second one you're going to do?
Yeah, for sure. We'll slow it down a little bit for this one. That's a joke. So this one is called Wait For Me. And as the last one was the first song written, this is actually the last song that I wrote. And this was a real conversation that took place between me and my wife. And it's basically a question that I guess ends up being asked in a lot of relationships, not just love relationships, but in any relationship. It's, you know, how patient is one willing to be for another person, and how long should you be patient, and what role does timing play in the ways that we have intimacy with other people? So, and it's also about boobs. But it's mostly the first stuff, too. But a little bit about boobs. So this is called Wait For Me. Doesn't matter to the sun.
Can you wait for me?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Man, that sounds great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Can we, I'm going to ask a question, and then you don't have to answer it. We can just move right along. If it's not the right question to ask, you let me know. So
I'll be sure to say something dumb no matter what.
Good. An upbringing question as it relates to your, you seem to have an uncommon grasp of dynamics. And I mean, I'm not listening to the mix that Bob's putting out to the internet right now, but I cannot wait to hear what the recorded version of this sounds like. It seems like you have a very precise control over the dynamic of your voice, of your instrument, and
that's a nice thing to say. Thanks, man.
Yeah, and I mean it comes across. And I just found this out researching this album in your career that you grew up with blind parents, and I want to talk if you're all right with that. Talk a bit about the importance of sonic communication and.
Sure. Yes. My folks are blind, as you said, and they I think there's nothing particularly magical about that. I mean, my friends when I was a kid, my friends would ask me if my parents were did they have like superpowers? Like, could they, you know, hear through walls and things like that? And it doesn't quite work like that, but if you think about, thanks, Julie. If you think about how important visual communication is for us, right? What do they say? Like, nonverbal is like 70% of a conversation, you know. We use it for almost everything, whenever you take that away, something's got to fill the gap. And for most visually impaired people, my parents included, and many others that I've known, the auditory world becomes your eyes, basically. That's how you do it. If you're crossing a street in Manhattan, if you can't see the cars coming, man, you got to, like, your ears are the only thing that's going to keep you alive. So what is more, what's more powerful to the ears than music, you know? So, but my folks basically just raised me to have an appreciation, not just for how cool music is, but for how communicative it is, and that you can tell stories that way, you can experience and understand life better that way in each other. So, in that sense, I was really lucky. You know, that they passed that along, the importance of music as a communication tool.
Well, man, it sounds outstanding. So thanks again for coming and sharing these songs. I like it. Thanks for sharing some of your background as well.
Yeah, of course. I'm more successful than they are musically too. So
are they watching right now?
Probably. I'm sorry, Mom.
So congratulations again are in order because Mission Bell is out today on Network Records and you're doing three songs from it. We've just heard two. And can you tell us about the third and last one you're going to do?
Absolutely. So this this song is called Secondhand Smoke. And I co-wrote this with a friend of mine that I had this kind of little groove thing that I've been working on for a long time, and I didn't know what to do with it and you know, what it wanted. Sometimes songs communicate real clearly and sometimes they don't. And my friend Michael Flynn, who's a great songwriter, I kind of sent it to him sort of, you know, postal service style, and was like, you know, dude, do you feel anything with this? And a couple hours later, he sent me back this really cool keyboard arrangement, and he just kept, for some reason, he's not a smoker, but he kept coming back to this idea of secondhand smoke, and that kind of a fog in someone's life, and they're sort of unable to, you know, to get out of that and kind of move forward. So so we went with that, and I like how it turned out. So this is called Secondhand Smoke.
Woke up
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks again for coming and playing these three songs. They are off Mission Bell. It's out right now. And have a great show tonight at Rockwood. Have a great... You're playing every night for the next five nights. Rap in Decatur.
I'm going to smell so bad in a few days, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Does that jumpsuit come off at night, or is it just the jumpsuit all the time?
At this point, it's as much a part of me as anything else is. So I got a lot of Febreze, but that's about the only thing keeping everybody alive in the van.
Perfect. I would expect no less. I'm glad to hear that that is the truth. And thank you again for coming through.
Thanks for having us, man.
And
thanks
playing.
A lot.
Hopefully we cross paths again here in this studio, maybe out in the wild, but it's a standing offer. Come back next time you're in New York and want to come visit us. We'll be here. So I'd love to see you again.
Thank you so much.